casual golfer, building on the way they do things and making them better with what they have to work with. Call Buck at 715-581-2646 or check out the website www.bucksgolfshop.com to get more info about lessons.
iClinic of Wisconsin believes that clear vision and hearing are priceless. iClinic of Wisconsin is equipped to handle all your eye and hearing care needs. When you need specialty and surgical eye care, why not work with the best? Let the team of professionals at iClinic of Wisconsin see you. iClinic of Wisconsin has 7 convenient locations that include Wausau, Abtigo, Medford, Merrill, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. Visit their Facebook page or website at www.iclinicwi.com. iClinic of Wisconsin, one vision, yours.
As a proud member of the Wausau Marathon, Edgar, and Athens communities, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home has built a reputation for having a deep commitment to personal service. When you need compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call. You can trust them to take care of every detail at a time it matters most. Located in Wausau, Marathon, Edgar, and Athens, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, friends you've trusted and depended on since 1914. Krasowski Dental offers the most effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Clover Belt Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Clover Belt the leader in vehicle loans. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, if it's got a motor and it rolls on wheels, Clover Belt Credit Union has the great rate financing you want. Give us a call and we'll get your great rate loan rolling. Clover Belt Credit Union, your team for great rates.
The Dirks Group started in 1999 as an alternative to traditional IT service providers. From the start, they focused on customized solutions for the needs of each client. Today, they serve over 400 customers from locations in Wausau and Eau Claire. Go to DirksGroup.com for more information.
Charity's Bar in Marathon City. Great food, great service, a great place to meet friends. Come on down and watch the game or just hang out. It's Charity's Bar on County Road and in Marathon City.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is hour number two of Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Along with Sully, I'm Chad Holmes. And we always start off hour number two by bringing in a special guest, one of the terrific supporters of Sully's College Football Page, to go head-to-head. Sometimes mano a mano, sometimes woman a mano. Today's mano a mano. And so, who do we got here? A return visitor.
Yes, we do. And I'll tell you, we got Maddie Flowers with us. And Maddie works over at Webco for Donnie Trebs. And I have to say, I do a lot of work with Matt. You know, when we're getting paraphernalia, we got some hats that we're going to be getting the sponsors here. And, terrific, Matt. The work and the service you get at Webco, always great. And, I know that you guys have been big, and Donnie over the years has been big in community involvement and doing a lot, the extra step for schools. And because of your support, we're able to support at least in a small way, the women's community, the Children's Miracle Network, St. Jude's, the Good News Project, the Hager Home. All of that stuff is related, Manny, to your sponsorship of Sully's College Football Page. So we're very appreciative of what you do. And I can tell you, you want good service with sporting apparel. You're looking at the guy here that can get it done for you. So thanks, Maddie, and thanks for being with us today.
Anytime, anytime.
And let's talk a little bit about WEPCO before we get into the games themselves. Matt, tell us, I mean, it's been a tradition here in Wausau for many, many years. Tell us a little bit about WEPCO for those who may not be as familiar. Those have been under a rock for a while.
Yeah, they'd have to be.
Yeah. At WEPCO, we make custom apparel simple. Whether you need just a dozen shirts, matching polos for your team at work, or a big order for a community event, we can make it happen with screen printing or embroidery. Chances are you've already seen our work around town at local events, in shops, or even at your own workplace. We focus on making quality products that look great, don't break the bank, and get done on time. We also do promo items and personal online stores that take the hassle out of collecting orders. And you can give us a call at 715-842-5550 or email us at sales@webco.com.
Fantastic. Well, let's jump right in. We got a really good week of action going on in college football. This week I'll start at the top and work our way down.
That's right. I know you like to do that.
Well, so no, we actually the whole year I've started at the bottom and worked our way up. But I'm going to start at the top and work our way down this
time. Well, I got to tell you, it only took me 4 weeks, but I figured out you wanted the bigger games later, so I actually inverted them.
Very good. So we'll start off with Notre Dame and Purdue. Again, Notre Dame looking for that first win of the season. Purdue 2-1, and they did not embarrass themselves last week against USC. We'll start with our guest, Matt.
Yeah, for my pick, I'm taking Notre Dame.
Come on, could have gone with Purdue, just an annoying Saul. But Saul, should we even ask you who you're picking
well,
here?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Notre Dame defensively, there's a lot of chatter going on, and I think it's a lot about not much, Matt. You know, look, you execute whatever the strategy. So everybody now is all over the new D coordinator, and I'm thinking that you got to execute. If you execute, you know, the strategy or scheme, you're fine. I'm going to take Notre Dame also, but not for the reasons that Chad has alluded to. I'm going to take it because I don't think Purdue can stop them defensively.
Our second game coming up at 11 o'clock down at Camp Randall Stadium, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Terrapins of Maryland. Again, as we talked about earlier, a significant game for Wisconsin with such a tough schedule coming up. And we'll start with Seoul.
Well, I got to tell you, this game, to me, is a critical game for Wisconsin, given the schedule they have. I would say maybe Florida, maybe an LSU has a schedule that rivals the difficulty of Wisconsin. Maybe. That said, this game, we need the Badgers to get back to the bowl season, and I think this game is absolutely critical to that end. So I'm going to go with my head a little bit and a lot with my heart. So I'm taking the Badgers in this game.
When you compare Wisconsin to LSU and Florida, the big difference is Wisconsin's not as good.
Yeah, well, there is that.
The schedules maybe that makes it even tougher for Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah. But, Matt, what about you, Wisconsin or Maryland?
Well, I'm going to have to break the bad news. Uh-oh. I got Maryland on this one.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, their quarterback, man, he could be a problem.
Third game. Another of those Texas battles, the old Southwest Conference battle.
Yes, that boy, Chad.
And it's also one of those rivalry games because you got Fort Worth with Texas Christian, and you got Dallas with SMU. So Texas Christian making the very short who's at home? Do you know who's at home in this game, Saul?
Yeah, TCU.
TCU is home. So SMU makes the short trek across what they call the Metroplex to take on SMU. And we'll start with Matt.
Yeah, this was a close one. For this one, I got SMU taking the win.
The Mustangs.
You know, I'll tell you, Maddie, we're gonna part here because we already did with Maryland and Wisconsin, but I like Sunny Dykes. I like TCU at home, so I'm gonna say TCU finds a way and gets this done against SMU.
Good Big Ten matchup coming up later today. Undefeated Southern California, undefeated Michigan State. As Sully told us before, Michigan State's had the number of USC for a long time. Not very often that they meet, but for a long time. And Sully, what do you think?
Well, the Spartans have won three in a row. And I wish D'Antonio was coaching, because Chad and I were talking earlier about, you know, the wooden horse play with the Greeks, you know, Odyssey or whatever that. Ulysses was fooling the.
Who thought we'd get some classical information?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you get a little bit of everything here. So if D'Antonio was there, definitely come down to a trick play. I just think SC is too talented offensively. I think Michigan State will battle them. You know, Jonathan Smith, great coach, but it won't matter. Too much talent on the O side. USC gets this done.
Matt, what about you?
Same pick. I got USC for this one, too.
All right, our fifth game, another interstate battle. Yes. Miami and Florida. And, boy, I mean, a massive game. Miami undefeated, Florida 1-2. You just said it. They got a very tough schedule. But for Florida, if they lose again, Billy Napier will be in trouble. But, Matt, who do you got?
For this one, I got Florida coming on this rivalry game.
Oh, okay.
Sully, who do you got in this Sunshine State battle?
You know, I got to tell you, I heard I was on one of the Florida boards the other day, and they are now referring to Billy Napier as Sunbelt Billy.
Because
he was in the Sunbelt.
But I'm sure you got your keyboard out and started to defend your guy, right?
No, I just read. You know, I got to tell you, I think Miami, with the quarterback play of Carson Beck, and then that defense and the focus. I mean, Miami's on a mission. It's been a long time for them. They are desperate. They were a couple games away from getting to the playoffs last year. So I think this team has an edge to it. And let's be honest, these teams really don't like each other, Chad. So this should be a fun game to watch, but I think Miami finds a way.
All right, that's halfway through our 10-game challenge. Again, we're joined by Matt Flowers of WEPCO. Before we continue with our final five games, Matt, again, just a little bit more about the services and what WEPCO is all about.
Yeah, if you're looking for custom apparel, WEPCO is right here in Wausau, and we've got you covered. We can handle anything. Small personal orders, outfitting your whole business, or gear for a large event. We specialize in screen printing and embroidery, but we also do promo items and even set up personal online stores so you won't have to deal with collecting orders yourself. We keep it simple, good quality, fair prices, and a fast turnaround. When you're ready to get started, you can call us at 715-842-5550 or email us at sales@webco.com.
Terrific.
You know, and I just want to mention about Donnie Trebatowski. Donnie was with Art and Rick when they started Eastbay. And back in those years, I used to work camps all over the country, down in Tennessee, you know, down in southern Illinois. And the one thing, when you said you were from Wausau, they said East Bay. They would constantly say that. And I know Donnie kind of cut his teeth there, building that into what became a national brand. And, Maddie, I think you guys have continued that at WEPCO. So there's not only the great service, but there is also a familiarity with that kind of business that you guys just have, you know, benefited from Donnie's experience. And you get that sense whenever I'm in there talking with you guys.
Fantastic. Let's continue with an SEC matchup. Undefeated Missouri and 2-1 South Carolina. South Carolina got whooped up by Vanderbilt last week. And now the questions are coming out. Shane Beamer going back to Virginia Tech after they fired their coach last week. So a little bit of distraction going on down at the other USC. We start off this time with Sully.
Yes. Well, this is definitely the Battle of Columbia. You know, you got Columbia, true. Missouri, and Columbia, South Carolina. Eli Drinkwitz, who is the coach at Missouri, that guy is one of the most underrated coaches in the country, and he has done that through a series of just proving it. Every year they're kind of bypassed, and every year they step up and play at a high level. Lenoris Sellers, their great quarterback, he was doubtful, I had heard, for today. So given what Drinkwitz has been able to accomplish, and South Carolina a little banged up after being kind of slapped around by Vandy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Missouri in this game, Matt.
Matt?
Nope, I got that same pick. I got Missouri with this one.
Nebraska and Michigan. Big one in the Big Ten. Nebraska off to a 3-0 start. Michigan is 2-1. They're only lost against Oklahoma, so on the road, no less. So this game being played in Lincoln at 2:30 this afternoon. And, Matt, who do you got in this Big Ten showdown?
I'm taking Nebraska on this one.
Okay. So? Well, you know, I honestly, I was leaning towards Michigan. But I had my breakfast this morning with one of the guys that advises me on college, Sully's College Football page, Jerry Gruno. And Grun convinced me that Dylan Raiola is going to step up. This is his coming out party. And the more I thought about it, I think he's right. So I'm with you. Riotous crowd. Raiola has a big game. Michigan, Underwood is still a June bug. You know, he's learning his ways. So I'm going to go with Nebraska.
All right. So then we have Texas A&M and Auburn. Another really interesting matchup in the Southeastern Conference. Auburn trying to work their way back into the mix in the SEC, yes, after a little bit of a downward trend. But they've been off to a decent start this year. Who do we start with? Oh, is it Sully?
Maddie's up. No, my
Sully is up.
I'm up. Okay. All right. Now, interesting quarterback situation here. I mean, it's kind of like Peyton plays here. Jackson Arnold was at Oklahoma last year. Am I ahead of myself? You know what? That's the wrong game. It should be Oklahoma is playing Auburn.
All right.
You know, I did have an ulcerated eye, which I'm still dealing with. So I'm going to have to come up with something.
I will take your word for it.
Yeah, it is. It's Oklahoma playing Auburn. So I'm not sure how I did that, but I'm capable, of course. So Jackson Arnold was at Oklahoma. He kind of was moved out when the kid from Washington State came in, Johnny Mateer. And right now people are saying Mateer might be, if they were voting right now for the Heisman, they would vote for him. And so a little bit of bad blood here. I don't think it makes much difference whether there's good blood or bad blood or whatever kind of blood there is. Oklahoma is going to get this done against Auburn. So sorry for the confusion, Matt.
I'm going to go with you because I had the wrong game, so I'm taking Oklahoma then too.
My bad.
Next up is Utah and Texas Tech. And Texas Tech spent a lot of money in the offseason. It looks like it's paying off. Utah always solid. So, Matt, what do you got in this one?
And, Matt, I want you to know this is the right game.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm taking Texas Tech.
Okay. You know, that's one of my guys. Chad knows I'm always babbling about Joey McGuire. Very good coach. Both these coaches. Kurt Whittingham is one of the great coaches as well. The game's in Utah. I'm going to say that Utah, kind of on a mission from a disappointing year, last year, is going to get this done against Texas Tech, who really hasn't played anybody of merit yet.
And then finally, we have Indiana and Illinois, the big one in the Big Ten tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. Both teams are undefeated, both teams ranked, and we will wrap things up with Sully.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I like Bielema. And I grew up in Illinois, even though I was an Illinois basketball fan, never an Illinois football fan, always the Irish back in the day. All that said, I think Indiana finds a way in this game. They're at home. And, Chad, I do think they got a little more star power than Illinois. Even though Indiana has played no one, I think that they're going to be ready to go. Riotous crowd in Indiana. Huge game for them. I like Indiana.
And Matt, your final pick.
Well, I got to go against you one more time. I got Illinois for this guy.
Okay. So there you have it, the 10 games of Sully's 10-game challenge. Matt Flowers from Webco. Any final words, Matt, before we wrap it up?
Well, if you need gear that really represents your team, business, or event, Webco can help make it happen. We handle everything from custom shirts and embroidered polos to large orders for special events. Whatever you need, we got you covered. We also make it easy with promo items and personalized online stores, so collecting orders is simple and stress-free. Our goal is straightforward, making quality products that look great, don't break your bank, and are ready when you need them. You can reach out today at 715-842-5550 or email us at sales@webco.com.
And I'm going to hold up an example of the hats that we just got from Maddie. So very good stuff, Matt.
Fantastic. And Matt, it's always good to have you on, and I think you probably rolled Sully again here today. But thanks for coming on by. Best of luck as you continue at Webco.
Thank you very much. It's always great to be here.
Patty, thank you for coming.
We're going to take a timeout and get back into the rankings with the group of five coming up next here on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Where did the good old days go? From going to the old A&W drive-in to cruising the strip in town, all things change. Some things stay consistent. For almost 75 years, Redant Insurance in Rib Mountain has been providing quality service to its customers. One of the oldest agencies in the area. Your family and neighbors come here. Now it's your turn. Call 715-845-9204. Click RedantInsurance.com or stop by 227501 Rib Mountain Drive. Redant Insurance Agency, our family helping yours.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden body wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
Kemp Service Center was established in 1951 and to this day is still family owned. That's 70 years of serving the Wausau area with the best in auto and truck repair. Kemp Certified Mechanics service all makes and models, including imports. Don't wait to the last minute to get your oil changed. Kemp's can get the job done in no time. Kemp Service Center is open Monday through Saturday at the corner of North 6th Street and East Wausau Avenue in Wausau.
You don't have to choose between personal, hometown service, and the latest banking technology. Brokaw Credit Union has it all. Whether you're looking to finance your first home, grow your savings, or get a new set of wheels, we're here to help. Check us out at BrokawCU.com. It's hard to find great Italian food in Wausau unless you're familiar with Carmelo's Italian Restaurant. Established in 1986 by the Oliva family, three generations still strive to provide a family atmosphere and fine dining experience. Carmelo's is proud to serve authentic Italian made with fresh ingredients. Their recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Reservations are recommended Tuesdays through Sundays, and they are closed on Mondays. Carmelo's Italian Restaurant, located at the base of Granite Peak on North Mountain Road, Wausau. Check them out at carmelositalian.com.
Hey, and welcome back. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, also on YouTube at youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. I am Chad Holmes, along with Sully, Dan Sullivan, and of course, pushing all the right buttons and playing us back with the fight songs from various colleges is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh.
Again, oh, yeah.
Thanks to Ian for being with us every Saturday morning as well.
Always happy to be here.
You know,
it's all over.
Personally,
I think the Badgers are going to win today.
I was going to say, at some point, you should let Ian take the 10-game challenge.
Well, you know,
he'll be like the emergency guy if somebody's not able to make it.
You know, we certainly could. we could absolutely do that. And Ian, you know, one of our sponsors is Buck's Golf Shop.
Yep.
So, and
he can represent Buck's Golf Shop.
You know, knowing Buck over the years, I'm quite confident that Ian can beat him in checkers.
There you go.
It would be good to do that. So, Ian, in about 3 weeks, we got an opening.
There you go. So
okay, I'll keep that in mind.
We'll get ready to see if Ian can beat Sully. That would be fun. You know, he does a number for the day quiz every weekday with me, and now he's competitive there. You make him competitive here as well.
Well, consider that done, Ian.
Here's the group of five, and of course, as we said earlier, if you go to sullyscollegefootballpage.com, you get all this content, including different rankings, and Sully does it a little differently. He takes the group of four, the big money schools, and puts them into one set of rankings, and then takes the group of five and has a completely different set of rankings to give them a little bit of the love.
Well, you know, when you look at that, Chad, the discrepancies of dollars and access to players because of that.
And then even when they get some good ones, the big guys will steal them away.
They go right in and just gobble them up. And you can't, you know, sustain that as a sole way to build your program. It's got to be through the high school recruiting. But I'll tell you, it's a lot like free agency in the NFL. Because if you're playing in Appalachian State, you are a proven player yep. at this level. And how many times have we seen those guys come in and do great work right away at that FBS Power 4 level?
Let's go right into it. We're going to go take groups of three here because we're running a little bit behind. Number 20, Utah State. They beat the previously ranked Air Force Academy last week. Number 19, Southern Miss, who beat aforementioned Appalachian State. And Louisiana Tech is number 18.
Yeah, I'm just going to comment on Louisiana Tech. This is the best they've been since Skip Holtz left. Mm. You know, there was some bad blood there at the end. They wanted Holtz gone. Yeah, I think Holtz wanted to be gone. And they just have not been as effective as a program since he left.
Right. Whenever I think Louisiana Tech, I still think of the Lady Texters because they were dominant in women's basketball back in the 80s.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they were like one of the dynasties back in the 1980s for women's college basketball.
I did not know that.
Well, you have to know. Such a wide range of knowledge here.
You're the universal. You're like Leonardo da Vinci, the Renaissance man.
Number 17, Wyoming. They faced a good Utah team and came up short 31-6 last week. Another Big 12 team coming up next as well for Wyoming with Colorado. Hawaii is now 3-1 after beating Portland. And Buffalo, yeah, Buffalo's still hanging around. So that Lance Leipold foundation is not cracked since he has left.
It's still been good. And he's changed Kansas around, too. That guy is an outstanding coach. I'm going to talk a little bit here about Timmy Chang, who's at Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Set a lot of records there when he was a quarterback there and has done a good job. He's been there now. I think this is his third year. And Hawaii is doing a better job of keeping guys at home. And they've been getting some of those Polynesian players that are out scattered around the Pacific. So this is a program on the rise.
All right. So and then we have at number 14, Boise State. Then Bowling Green from the MAC is at number 13. And Fresno State from the Mountain West comes in at number 12.
Yeah, now Fresno's got Hawaii this week. Yeah. And I anytime you say Bowling Green now, I always want to mention their new head coach this year is Eddie George, the Heisman winner, 1995 Heisman winner from Ohio State. Great player. Did good work at Tennessee State, and now he's moved up to Bowling Green, and he's got them ranked in our poll.
All right, so keeping the rankings coming here. At number 11, East Carolina. They beat Coastal Carolina 38-0 last week. They have a challenge against BYU on the road coming up. Army, number 10. And Texas State, who did not get run by Arizona State, but did lose to Arizona State 34-15 last week. They're number 9.
Yeah, and years ago when I was over at Newman, we had a student who was not real strong in geography. He was looking for East Carolina on the map. He said he was aware of North and South Carolina, but he had never heard. I said to him, well, that part is right because East Carolina is inside of North Carolina. But nonetheless, a good program, and they have been resurrected a little bit and are playing better this year.
Gives me an idea. Somebody should start East Dakota since they do so well in the Dakotas.
East Dakota?
Yeah, somebody should start East Dakota. Because based on how good these teams are, they'll be obviously very good.
Well, you know, I think years ago, Sister Gabe and I one time in a U.S. history class, we were asking the kids to name some areas in the Middle East. You know, we were going beyond U.S. borders, and a couple of the kids said Ohio. And I said to Gaby, I know this is a U.S. history class, but we were talking the Middle East. These kids are too geographically centered in the U.S. So, Chad, we don't want to be talking about East Dakota. We already got enough confusion.
Number 8, Old Dominion. And they did something to open up some speculation because they went and beat Virginia Tech, and they dominated Virginia Tech. They came out, and they were up by about 4 touchdowns very quickly, and that led to Virginia Tech firing their coach after the game. But Old Dominion number 8, North Texas number 7, and Navy still undefeated after a win over Tulsa number 6.
Yeah, that Harvath, the quarterback at Navy, is really an outstanding player. If you get a chance to see Navy, make sure you check him out. And he'd be hard to miss since the way they run the ball. You know, and North Texas, how about them? They took on Washington State last week, who is playing Washington, and beat them 59-10. So that's a team that can play. And this is the best Old Dominion's been, a Virginia school, in several years.
The Monarchs.
Yes, yes.
Number 5, UNLV. Dan Mullen has his team at 3-0. Then number 4, the Toledo Rockets from the MAC.
Yes.
2-1. And the Green Wave of Tulane. They've continued to be successful even after Willie Fritz left them for Houston, but they're number 3.
Yeah, you know, and that's a program we've talked about them, Tulane, that has a lot of history. They were initial members of the SEC. When the SEC kind of fractured, when those teams were relatively balanced still, they went to the Metro, and Tulane has always been an outstanding football program right there in New Orleans. Got a huge game today against Ole Miss. You know, they're going there, and Ole Miss's quarterback was banged up. So they better be careful against this Tulane team, because Tulane will be able to run with them.
Absolutely. And then the top 2. Memphis, and is Spence still there? Spence Nowinski?
Yeah.
Is he at Memphis? Was he still at the Memphis? Because I know he was at Memphis, you had mentioned previously.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if
well, we're going to find out, but they're number 2 after beating Troy, and they have Arkansas on the road coming up. That's an interesting matchup. And then South Florida, number 1, and their run. They've had such a good start, and they kind of ran into a buzzsaw with Miami last week.
Well, you know, they definitely had Miami's attention. Any chance of them sneaking up on Miami when they beat Florida 18-16 the previous week, and then if you remember to open the season, they pounded Boise State. They beat them like 34-7. So both these teams playing at a high level. And, you know, Memphis is desperate to get somewhere into the Power 4 level.
I have the answer on Spence Nowinski.
Oh, good.
This year, he moved to New Mexico. He's the defensive coordinator and linebacker coach for the Lobos of New Mexico.
You know, Spence, now he's a guy that we should involve in geography, because he's been around the country. And the thing about Spence, you know, he was at Newman for a couple years, but his first love was football. And he had an opportunity to go and play at Everest, you know, for Wayne. And, you know, it would be pretty difficult to try to deny a guy an opportunity like that. So we encouraged Spence, and he has done great work wherever he's been. And I think New Mexico, you know, we're going to have to now tune more into them. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, great coach.
So there you go with the group of 5. And now coming up, we will talk about the Power 4. And again, been some interesting results and maybe a little bit of a shakeup. Maybe not a little bit of a shakeup. We'll wait and see. But coming up next, we'll start with the top 25 of the Power 4 on Sully's College Football page on 98.9 WXCO.
The Mint Cafe, serving old-fashioned American comfort food in a cozy atmosphere. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your choice is the Mint Cafe. Call ahead for carryouts, deliveries to downtown Wausau, and catering is also available. Check them out at mintcafewausau.com.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258. Are you looking to furnish a new home, apartment, or cabin? Are you looking for quality clothing at a reasonable price? Well, if you are, be sure to stop at St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau. Make them your first stop, your one-stop shop for furniture, clothing, accessories, home products, and much more. And remember, St. Vincent de Paul in Wausau is more than just a thrift store. It's a local ministry meeting the needs of our community. Your purchases benefit those in need right here at home. So shop St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau, where your purchases benefit your neighbors.
Since 1997, Mountain Bay Auto Care has been serving Central Wisconsin with top quality and affordable car repair and service. With ASC certified mechanics, stop by 5702 Stella Avenue in Schofield or call 715-355-8646.
The warmth of your home is about making memories with family and friends and enjoying life celebrations. At Menzner Hardwoods of Marathon, they understand the importance of bringing warmth to a place you call home. For over a century, their fifth-generation family business has been creating beautiful woodwork for the home and office, just as they have for over 130 years. Menzner Hardwoods looks forward to providing you with elegant wood products to enhance the beauty of your home or office. Visit them at MenznerHardwoods.com. Menzner Hardwoods, timeless beauty for your home or office.
The Eat Fresh Refresh doesn't stop at your local Wausau Subways. When the urge hits, make sure to stop by any of the four Wausau Subway locations at 1609 Merrill Avenue, 330 East Bridge Street, 1819 West Stewart Avenue, and 4300 Rib Mountain Drive in Walmart. Catering, remote ordering, curbside pickup, and Subway delivery all available. And make sure to use the Subway app when you need Subway. Subway with four Wausau locations.
Buck's Golf Shop, for all of your golfing needs. Located at 903 Grand Avenue, Suite C8, Rochow, Wisconsin, 54474 in the Bushka & Bushka Insurance Building on the east side. Specializing in Badger, Bucks, Brewer, and Packer golf-related items. Green Tag Sale is 30% off the retail price. Call 715-581-2646 or email wellsgolf@pcpros.net.
At People's State Bank, we think checking accounts are like SUVs. That's why we offer more features to fuel your lifestyle. The best part? You can open an account without leaving your driveway. Just visit bankpeoples.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO. It's time now for the top 25 in the Power Four, the big money schools. And we're going to start at the bottom. We'll take a couple of schools at a time. You got Michigan State cracking for the first time in a while. Probably been about a couple of years since they were in the rankings at 3-0. And then Vanderbilt. And boy, what an impressive win for Vandy last week, going into Columbia, South Carolina, and roughing up the Gamecocks 31-7.
Yeah, they just hammered them, too. It wasn't like something at the end.
Is you Vanderbilt know, for real?
Well, how about this? Last year, they were the state champion in Alabama because they beat Alabama and they beat Auburn. So, you know, the work that the coach there, Clark Leah. He was my son Mike always says that Mike Elko was arguably the better recruiter because they were both assistants for Kelly at Notre Dame. But he always said Clark Leah was the better coach. And I think you're getting a sense of what he's doing at Vandy has been outstanding.
Yeah, both in the SEC, but very different types of football programs.
Yes. And then, you know, with Michigan State, I got to tell you, Chad, I went back and forth between Michigan State and Texas Tech because Texas Tech is also 3-0. And yet I settled on Michigan State because a little better in their non-conference.
Well, the BC game is probably the difference. They played off another Power Fork team.
And that's exactly what it came to.
Number 23, undefeated Nebraska. Number 22, undefeated Mizzou.
Yeah, you know, two teams that are off to very good starts. Two teams that have high expectations for this year, especially Nebraska. And today's games, you know, with South Carolina not wanting to take another step back after last week, and, you know, Nebraska desperate. They have lost something like 23 straight games to ranked teams, and that number's not exact, but it's like that, and it is that high. So huge games for both programs today.
Couple of SEC teams, number 21 Auburn undefeated, and number 20 Mississippi, and they survived Arkansas 41-35 last week.
Yeah, two coaches that are kind of characters. Hugh Freeze, he had some issues when he was at Ole Miss, and you know, every time I see Lane Kiffin, I don't know about you, I always think of Peck's Bad Boy. He's always doing something. He was photoshopping Saban all the time in jeans, and you know, those jean shorts and stuff.
It's hard to believe a guy like Kiffin would fit better at a place like Mississippi than USC, but he does. I think he's the kind of guy that needs to be a little bit of an underdog to kind of, you know, poke at the Big Bears, right?
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of talk now that he's the guy that Florida is eyeballing. Huh. You know, if they're going to move on from Billy, and it looks like they most likely will.
Number 19 is Utah. A nice win against Wyoming. They do have Texas Tech coming up. And Michigan, number 18, with their big game against Nebraska coming up.
Yeah, you know, I think for Kyle Whittingham, last year's season was an anomaly. Yeah. And, you know, I think he's got the wherewithal that he won't stand with that. He'll find a way here. Huge game today with Texas Tech. And then, you know, with Michigan, you know, can they get this done against Nebraska? It's going to be a very hostile environment. They faltered when they went to Oklahoma. I think this is going to be harder. I think Nebraska's going to be louder.
You have this incredible love of Matt Rhule, I'll tell you that. Every time it's Nebraska, they're too tough.
Well, we've watched him since he's been in the FCS, you know.
Number 17, USC. Lincoln Riley, it seems like he's calming things down a little bit in L.A. Haven't heard of any complaints about not meeting the media so far this year.
Yeah, he hasn't kicked them out. Yeah.
And number 16, Indiana.
Well, you know, I think living in L.A., I was out there in 1974-75. I was in Vista. And I got to tell you, I grew up in Joliet, spent a lot of time in Chicago. The traffic in Chicago, which is bad, is not a fraction of the traffic.
I spent a year out there too.
All you
do is you're in that traffic and you think about how much of your life is being wasted away.
Oh yeah, and nobody ever talks in terms of miles.
Right.
It's always minutes. And when I hear minutes, I always think, oh boy, yeah, it's traffic. Anyway, you know, who were talking about?
USC and Indiana.
Okay. SC today, huge game with the Spartans, you know, the wooden horse play. And then, you know, Indiana and Illinois. And you're right, this is a ball that has points, not a round one. So different kind of scenario for those two schools.
Number 15, Iowa State. They had a battle last week on the road at Arkansas State, and they were able to win it 24-16. And then number 14, Alabama. And again, you talked about the talent that we saw against Wisconsin. They may be number 14, but that's still a team that's very much in the mix to get higher.
Chad, I couldn't agree more. They have two of the guys on their line are first-team All-Americans, and a third guy is third-team All-American. So when people say the talent has dried up at Alabama, no, the talent there is just fine, thank you. And, you know, we were laughing earlier about the schedule. It just happens that Alabama and Georgia both have a bye when they're playing next week. And here's the other thing that we want to mention quickly. The last 10 times that Alabama has played Georgia, Alabama has won 9.
No.
And, you know, I say that to people, and they say, no, Sal, I can't. But it's right. It's true. Accurate. Yep.
Number 13, Florida State, and number 12, Georgia Tech. And man, they had a battle last week against Clemson. That was quite a game. And in the end, they were able to pull off the 24-21 win. And you just got to love what Brent Key does at Georgia Tech.
Really outstanding coach. And I'll tell you that Haynes King, that kid is he is really fun to watch. I don't know how well it'll translate to the next level, but he has a great combination of ability to extend and then escape in the pocket, and he throws the ball effectively down the field. And, you know, those teams right now are back-to-back in our rankings. They're on a collision course after Tech beat Clemson last week.
Yeah, I think it's that's a team I'm going to be very interested to watch as the season goes on. I really like Georgia Tech. And then the team that probably had one of the big heartbreaks of last week, Tennessee. I mean, it felt like they had Georgia. And in the end, they let them slip away, falling 44-41 in overtime. Man, I mean, it felt like Tennessee had that game.
Yeah, well, you know, it comes down to a field goal. It was set up the way the game was
big
coming.
Fourth down conversion for Georgia late. I mean, that's what great teams do, right? Yeah, I mean, they make plays when they have to.
And then, you know, the pressure, you know, whatever happened there with the kick. You know, there are several things that can go wrong. The snap could be a little off. The hold didn't get the seams turned. Or the kicker doesn't. They missed. I felt very badly for that kid. Yeah. And the Tennessee fans, I mean, they can be obnoxious. You know, I mean, but nonetheless, they've been faithful, and you wanted a little better for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then
yeah,
they missed
that
kick.
Kid. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And then the defense had, you know, he did make the field goal in the OT, but then the D couldn't hold him out, and so there you have.
And then that Illinois transfer got the game-winning touchdown. And
yes.
Speaking of Illinois, after a quick break, we'll be talking about Brett Bielema's boys and the rest of the top 10 here on Sully's College Football page on 98.9 WXCO.
Crab River Golf Course in Wausau is a unique 18-hole public course. The relaxed atmosphere and breathtaking Northwood scenery is sure to make your golfing day a satisfying experience. For membership information and tee times, call Crab River Golf Course at 715-675-3044.
France Propane at 1153 Foundry Street in Schofield is a local family-owned complete service company serving central Wisconsin for over two generations. France Propane is a value-driven company whose goal every day is to provide excellent service, maintain the highest safety, reliability in customer care, and competitive pricing. France Propane, service first, safety always. Check out France Propane at francepropane.com.
For over 30 years, Webco has worked with corporations, schools, organizations on their apparel and promotional needs. Webco can handle small quantities to orders in the thousands with a fast turnaround. Webco of Wausau, 1405 West Thomas Street.
It's almost Halloween, and Wausau Dance Theater's Thriller, A Dance Spooktacular, is back to thrill audiences once again. Join us Saturday, October 18th at 1:30 and 7 p.m. at the UWSP at Wausau James F. Benega Theater. Come see ghosts, mummies, vampires, and more. Bring the whole family, wear your costumes, and get ready for a frightfully fun performance that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Tickets and info at the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. Call 715-842-3606 today.
North End Pub, cold beer, clever conversation, all stories cross-referenced for validity. If you're looking for a nice spot to hang with friends, North End Pub will do the trick. Stop in for thirst relief today. North End Pub, North 3rd Avenue, Wausau.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO as we are just over 10 minutes away from kickoff as the Badgers get set to take on Maryland and many, many, many other games throughout the day and night. But we're now to the top 10. Yeah. And so again, Sully's College Football Page. For those folks, how do you do it? How do you determine your rankings? Is there a magic sauce here, or is it just basically you take all that information and you just try to use the experience that you have?
You know, the first thing, if you're going to do a rating system, you have to decide, is it a power rating or is it a win-loss ranking? And, you know, Chad, I barely have time to do what I'm doing. So the power rating is a lot more complex, as we've talked about. So I try to look at records and then look at who they've played. And then, you know, the teams that they have played, who are, what's their record? What are they like? And so, like, for instance, this week it came down to the 25th ranked team. It was either Michigan State or Texas Tech. And I concluded at this point, both teams were 3-0, but that Michigan State had the little better non-conference or had the little better schedule. So that's part of it. And then I just kind of look at
Number 10, Illinois, and then number 9, Texas. So Illinois getting set for Indiana, Texas against Sam Houston State. Real quickly about Texas, Arch Manning is getting a little heat because they don't feel like he's playing that well.
Well, first of all, I don't think Johnny Unitas could live up to the expectations that set about that kid. You know, look, we got to give him time to develop. Sure. You know, he's a June bug. You know, he's very talented. He's got a great arm, and he's got really good feet. He seems to have very good instincts, and yet he hasn't played against that type of talent long enough to see things a little quicker. He's fine. He'll be fine. You know, I've dropped him because the last couple of weeks, they haven't played against great competition, and he hasn't played really that well. But you know what? Neither have any of the rest of them, you know. So right. I think this is going to be a process where they're going to continue to get better. And they need to, Chad, because they're going to get into the league now. I think they played Texas El Paso or Texas San Antonio, not against great competition. And I'll tell you, it's coming. So
yeah, they beat UTEP 27-10 last week, and Sam Houston State coming up, who's 0-3. So again, they're just, I guess they're getting some, you know, reps.
You know, and that's where Phil Lengo is, I think.
Oh,
I think he's the head coach there now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Apparently having some struggles so far.
Well, you know, I think when whoever was there and left, he brought in, if I'm not mistaken, over 50 guys in the portal.
Number 8, Texas A&M, after their big win against Notre Dame in South Bend, 41-40. They'll celebrate by having a bye week. And then Oklahoma, who knocked off Temple. They went to Philly last week. We talked about that, and they made the road trip, and they did a nice job winning 42-3, and they will host Auburn later today.
Yeah, that is a huge game. You know, we talked about the quarterback play that Johnny Mathers. Is it really playing at a high level? And I'll tell you, if you're going to watch a game today, I would earmark that one and watch that kid play, because he is deadly with his arm or with his feet.
How good is Texas A&M?
Texas A&M, I think, is very good. But that's by prejudice saying that Notre Dame is good, and they went in there and beat them. We're going to find out more about them in the coming weeks here.
Number 6 is Miami, 3-0 after an impressive win against South Florida. And number 5 is Penn State. You have a little down because, again, of the schedule.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not playing anyone. Right. They choose to do that. Now, the last 3 years in the Big Ten, you know, including this year, Ohio State 2 years ago, check. Michigan 2 years ago won it.
Yeah.
Played not a power five in the nine. So did Ohio State. Penn State now is, you know, initially was the team that the Big Ten was favoring Same kind of scenario. No power for Indiana. No power for Rutgers. No. So some of these teams do it. I'm good with Northwestern doing it, but mm-hmm. not Penn State. They need to represent and get out with the Big Ten and take on somebody in a Power 5 conference.
So number four, LSU. LSU 3-0, they beat Florida 20-10 last week, and Brian Kelly got all upset because he was asked about his poor offense.
You know, Kelly, you know, has some personality issues that can drive people nuts. The guy is really a good coach. He is a very good coach. But, I mean, he where did that Southern accent come from? You know, the year that Notre Dame went 4-8, Ted, I watched him. He blamed everybody but his mother for that 4-8 seed. I mean, he was blaming the – it bordered on ridiculous. I think what the priest at the time called him in and said, hey, you got to stop this.
The team manager took the rap that year, I tell you. But it's been interesting. He's got an interesting record because he had great success everywhere. Again, you're exactly right. He's a really good coach. He had Central Michigan, and he did really well. He went to Cincinnati, where he kind of set the foundation there, Notre Dame and LSU.
And then he was at Grand Valley. He won national championships.
He was there for like 13 years, which you forget. I mean, because I look at his record here, it's like, wow.
I'm telling you, the guy does not get enough credit because people look at him and think he's kind of a dope.
And that accent, kind of a phony.
That was what was that? I mean,
number three is Georgia, and boy, they slipped out of town, I'm sure, after getting that win against Tennessee, because there are a number of ways they could have lost it.
Well, I can't tell you how excited I am for that game, because if Alabama beats them again, I don't know what to make of Kirby.
Is it at Athens this year?
I got it right here.
I think the last time they were played at Alabama last year. So.
You know, and actually,
I'm pretty sure last year's game was Alabama, so I'm sure it'll be at Georgia this time.
And you
around,
are
right?
100% right. It's at Georgia.
Okay. Number two, Oregon. And I mentioned earlier, this is a team that's been like the Terminator this year. They are just going out there, and they are taking care of business on the road, 34-14 against Northwestern last week.
Yeah, you know, and Northwestern, I mean, they can be hard to play against.
Especially on that place at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you know, you're coming across country.
It's a 9 o'clock start for them, actually.
Yes, yeah, it is. And, you know, people talk about their athleticism. You know, Northwestern actually requires these kids to be students first. You know, the interesting thing is next week, you know, so Oregon's got the Civil War.
Yeah.
Next week, they go to Penn State.
Wow.
That's going to be, and of course, Penn State is taking the bye. So apparently, Oregon didn't get the Alabama, Georgia, Penn State memo where you're supposed to take off this week. But I am thrilled that they're playing the Civil War and the Apple Cup is staying intact.
And I believe it's going to be a night game, the whiteout night. Oh, it's always a hard one. So that's but Penn State really wraps their arms around that whiteout.
I'm telling you, next week it'll be a battle. I'm sure there'll be some schizophrenic kind of feelings with the TV networks of where they're going to go.
And I'm sure we'll talk a lot about that one next week. And number one, Ohio State, they beat Ohio U 37-9. They have a bye week. They did test themselves. They played Texas, so they've earned number one.
They really have, and I'll tell you, they are playing at a high level. And you know, the interesting thing here, a team that we haven't talked a lot about, which may be a team that's going to make a lot of noise in the Big Ten, is Washington.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a player who had 5 touches last week, or no, check, 15 touches and 5 touchdowns. You know, so they're kind of out there just under the radar. But it's going to be interesting because when Ohio State comes back, that's where they go. They go out to Washington.
We got about a minute to go. I'm going to throw something at you here. All right. Just at the end. You say Washington is a team that. What's another maybe one or two teams that may not be right now in that discussion where people are always talking about that? Yeah, you think that they can come up and maybe surprise?
Well, you know, I think Georgia Tech is somebody that's kind of quite capable. and they're in a league where they could do it. I mean, they can beat.
If they win, they're going to get credit for it.
They've already beat arguably the number one team coming into the season in Clemson. Miami is not a surprise, but, you know, Miami always does something which constitutes a determination of brain deadedness. You know, they last year they were 9-0, and then they just went away and didn't get in the playoffs. They're a team, Chad, that could make some noise for the national championship. They've got the right quarterback, and then they've got the defense.
All right, so very interesting. Hey, time for the Badgers and the rest of college football. Saul, goes by quickly, so we'll watch the games.
Hey, I'm ready for the games.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Very good.
Sully's College Football Page will be back next Saturday at 9 here on WXCO.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.